A new University of Otago study has reported on the experiences of people working from home during the second national lockdown. While the shift to working from home has overall become easier, some people are not coping as well as others due to factors such as combining childcare with remote work and managing work-life balance. Jessica spoke to Dr. Paula O'Kane from the Otago University Business School on how employers can best support their employees during this time.
All right, so first of all, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about your survey and what you were looking for there?
So this was just a very brief survey that was looking at the adjustment to remote working during this lockdown. So we have done a bigger survey during the 2020 lockdown, and we had planned to do another survey to follow up on that one, but we felt it wasn't the right time to do it. So this is a very brief 5-question pulse survey, which just asks people about their experiences during this lockdown.
From this little survey, which gained responses from 2,000 people, I think you said, you saw that some people weren't coping as well as others. Can you tell me a little bit about why this might be?
Yeah, so what we see is whenever we sort of look at the headline figures, they sort of look perhaps a little bit rosier than whenever we look below the surface and we look at some of the comments that people have made. And when we go through those, it shows us that with definitely a lot of struggles with the balance of childcare in particular. I would say, 200 to 300 of the 1,000 comments that people made were around how difficult it was to balance looking after children. So that's quite difficult or different in a lockdown scenario to what it is to a normal remote working scenario. We also see people getting worried about social isolation. So those comments are coming through as well, where that connectivity that they have in work with other people, there's a lot of people missing that. And you see that more with the people who don't have family or people living with them. We also still see issues around connectivity with our Wi-Fi, with the equipment that people have, not enabling them to do their job as well as they would like to.
Another issue the survey kind of talked about was lack of motivation and productivity. But however, people seem to be quite positive about their productivity and wanting to get work done. So what is kind of the issue here that might be preventing people from working as efficiently as they would be in the office?
So the key thing in this lockdown scenario is the caring responsibilities. That's coming through really strongly. So and also, this isn't a normal response to remote working. So normally we would be a lot more set up for it. I think the uncertainty behind it as well, so how long it's going to last, we're getting updates every week or every few days about how much longer we're going to be in lockdown, whereas previously, certainly in the first national lockdown, we had that certainty of a fixed period of time. So I think that uncertainty has increased that demotivation in terms of being able to get started and get set up properly and perhaps readjust your way of thinking and how you do things when working from home.
Does it seem like that having the previous lockdowns that organisations and staff have learned from this a little bit, were kind of a bit more prepared this time around, or was this time a little bit different?
So yes and no. So definitely there's a lot of evidence to say that organisations and individuals were prepared. So whether it was organisations had supplied a lot more equipment during the year or so since the last national lockdown, or even people setting up their own equipment at home. But on the other hand, that very quick move to lockdown, just those few hours notice, really impacted what people were able to bring from their offices. So I remember at the last lockdown, we had people carting lots of things out of their offices, and they had a couple of days to really think about what they needed. And this time it was only a few hours. A lot of people may not even have gone into the office in that time. So I think that's the sort of, yes, they were more prepared on one level, but the quick lockdown actually made people less prepared on another level.
And reading through the respondents' submissions, did you see any of your own experiences reflected in there?
Absolutely. I mean, I have 2 children. At the moment, it's not too bad because my husband isn't working, but he goes back to work on Wednesday, and that changes my dynamic quite a lot. In terms of connection, I mean, I'm pretty much enjoy connecting with people. So I do a lot of Zoom catch-ups, but you can see that some people find that too much. Other people really enjoy it, but don't get enough of it. So we've got quite individuality in there. And so for organisations, that's a real balance to try and make sure that they provide options for people, but don't necessarily force things onto people. So give them flexibility in that communication with others.
And how can employers go about then best supporting their staff? What are some of the key, I know you've mentioned flexibility, but some of the key things that maybe employers should keep in mind when it comes to productivity and work efficiency?
So I think the first thing, and a lot of people sort of noted this as well, this is not normal work. This is not work as we know it. And so I think what we've got to think about is prioritising the work that needs done and perhaps thinking about what things we can put off until we're in a more stable situation out of lockdown. In terms of thinking about people's mental health, a lot of that's got to do with good communication. So really giving people timely information, not too much information, but enough to enable them to know what the expectations are of them. So what is it that you should be achieving? And again, that flexibility, you can see a lot of organizations are pretty flexible with people, but there's certainly a lot of comments in there that sort of reflect that the organizations aren't really taking into account some of the mental health issues around social isolation and expecting people to work normal hours whenever it's not necessarily possible to work normal hours. So there's sort of mixed responses, and we're really keen to make sure that we give voice to those responses that show a lot of concerns that people have as well.
And has there been any insight from the survey or from previous surveys that you've done about people's preferences now changing from working in an office to working remotely or doing a bit of both? Is this something we can expect that employers will need to negotiate with their employees in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really strongly comes through to us that flexible working, so not just remote working, but flexible working is really, really important as we move forward within New Zealand. It's really important on lots of levels around work-life balance, around the environment, so sort of creating less commute for people, giving people options about where they might live, how they might interact with people, building up communities if people are working a little bit more from home. So I really strongly feel that in New Zealand we really need to think very strongly about even at a national, or sorry, at a government level, thinking about putting into place working from home policies and ways that we should operate to enable people to request a lot more remote and flexible working.
And that was all the questions that I had, but I think if people wanted to share their insights, they can still do this. That's correct?
Yeah. Yes, the survey is still available. Yep. So it's at bit.ly/NZ remote work.
That was Dr. Paula O'Kane from the University of Otago's Business School reporting on the experiences of remote workers during lockdown.